The duck sect. This is the lair of the rare duck sect. The duck sect first emerged as a distinct being in 347 BCE and currently lives in Alice Holt Forest. It told me that it also has a cousin on its mother's side in the New Forest, so I'll have to venture there one of these days and try to solicit an interview. Duck sect said it had happily put in a good word for a highly reputable publication such as mine. The duck sect is a pirate, and that's why it flies its flag web outside its lair. Its voyages on the sea started from a young age and are sadly rooted in tragedy. You see, the duck sect is a product of an unholy but loving union between a duck and a form of insect sadly extinct, but which might be considered a form of beetle. Both beings were egg layers and madly in love, and so felt no shame in romancing and procreating. Sadly, all but one egg was unfertilized. And when the duck sect was finally born, no amount of love and affection from its parents could make up for the ostracism it received in the ponds, puddles, and bogs of the forest. Eventually, the duck sect decided it had enough and left home to seek out new and exciting adventures in the hopes of finding more open-minded communities of forest dwellers. It took a long time, but eventually it did. Such is the way of a hero's adventure. First, though, it sailed the Atlantic on a branch of oak it had made a miniature dugout with. It then crossed the Sahara with a scarab beetle who proclaimed the duck sect's unusual appearance, a mohawk of feathers down its back, a good and virtuous omen. That sandy journey took quite a long time due to their little legs, so the duck sect took a century of respite inside a rock which would eventually become a church at Lalibela. Then our intrepid explorer marched across Anatolia, stopping for some time to meditate and learn poetry with Rumi. Eventually, it arrived at Yazd, took up residence in a windcatcher, and listened to their songs. After a while, it got a crook in his neck from all that AC, so he went up to Mongolia and stole milk from a nomad. Finally, it crossed over to Russia and saved a captive brown bear, who then carried it over the Bering Strait and into North America. Down, down, down the continent our bold and brave duck sect went, until it finally wound up in Argentina in 1587, just in time for the cattle. Well, not the cows, but the poop the cattle would pump out. This proved to be fortuitous timing for two reasons. One, the nourishment after centuries of inappropriate eating. And two, the duck sect's arrival pretty much coincided with the cows. This meant that the local dung eaters accepted the duck sect as a god brought by their beneficent poopers. After all these years, our duck sect finally had a home, a community, a place of abundance. It settled down to a nice life and even thought that maybe it could marry itself to a nice Argentinian beetle or duck. But then one day it heard a message on the wind. This was a trick our Rumi had taught it, and knew it had to get back home. So another dugout was made, this time with a trailer stuffed full of poop, and eventually our duck sect arrived, tired but cleansed, back home in Alice Holt Forest. Once it had found a nice hole to settle into, our duck sect hoisted its trusty flag and opened up a school for the wayward children of the forest. To each of these outliers, it taught the skill of developing your own adventures in lieu of societal approval. The most important thing it teaches is that if you feel you must do something, do it you must, even if there are no discernible ripples of change from your actions. The duck sect's important message is to carry on regardless. The duck sect has learned that sometimes the ripples are actually inside of you and not the world out with. As such, they will manifest with a great and wondrous power at some richly rewarding point in your future. So there we have it. Another piece of edifying nature reportage from your trusted nature reporter with a double degree in veracity. I do hope that you will take the duck sect's words to heart and keep on doing the things you feel you must, irrespective of whether or not the world has eyes to see or ears to hear. Deep down in your soul hole, future you is busy thanking you for everything you have ever done. Don't disappoint them, okay?